Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So if you're feeling maybe a little overwhelmed by the thought of launching a digital marketing
You
strategy.
just suspect your current one is just, throwing spaghetti at the wall.
Exactly. If that's you, you are definitely in the right place. Today, we are doing a really critical deep dive. We've got a stack of source material here that gives a clear strategic roadmap for turning all that complexity into a measurable, successful journey.
And it really emphasizes structure, tools, and that long-term mindset for growth.
Yeah, so our mission today is to pull out the foundational philosophy and that practical five-step structure, the thing that makes digital marketing a real engine for visibility.
And not just an expensive hobby.
Not just an expensive hobby, because the sources make one thing absolutely undeniable. A digital presence isn't optional anymore. It's the core of being competitive.
What's fascinating here, right from the start, is the philosophical shift the material demands. It really stresses that great digital marketing has to be grounded in clarity and authenticity, and above all, a really deep understanding of your audience.
It's a huge pivot, isn't it?
It's a huge mental pivot away from that old model of traditional advertising where you could just, purchase attention.
Yeah.
Now you have to earn it.
That idea, earning attention, that's so key. Okay, so let's unpack this from a practical standpoint. What are the immediate, measurable payoffs for someone who commits to this structured digital journey?
Oh, the payoffs are significant. They're quantitative. The sources detail three core advantages that really justify moving online. First, the reach.
Right.
It's transformative. You get a much wider potential audience than any static traditional channel could ever offer. Second, you see a huge improvement in cost efficiency.
Because you can target people directly.
With surgical precision,
Okay.
it reduces so much wasted spend.
And the third advantage, which I think is the real superpower of digital, is that constant feedback loop. It's the ability to see the data in real time, which allows for instant tracking and, well, optimization. You launch an ad on Monday, and by Tuesday morning, you know if it's working or failing. You could never do that with a billboard.
Or a radio spot. Never. Precisely. That transparency means better efficiency, like you said. The source reminds us that consumer behavior has just fundamentally moved online.
To where everyone is.
It is, and that makes digital channels way more adaptable and less costly than static media. They even cite research from platforms like HubSpot that really emphasizes that adaptability is the competitive edge.
But before we get to the actual steps, we have to understand the philosophy underneath it all. The material frames this strategic mindset so well with two really powerful quotes. First one's from Tom Fishburne. He reminds us that the best marketing doesn't feel like marketing.
And that quote is such a good prompt for introspection, isn't it? It forces you to ask, am I genuinely solving a problem for my customer?
Or am I just promoting myself?
Oh.
And that leads right into Seth Godin's framing, which is, I think, crucial for every single business. He says, marketing is no longer about the stuff that you make, but about the stories you tell.
Ah, that's the real insight.
It is, you see. It completely reorients the business away from a product-first mentality. It's about a value and connection-first approach. It's about how your product fits into their story. Okay, now here's where we get into the really interesting part of this deep dive. The sources don't just give us generic, high-level global strategy.
No, they ground
They
it.
ground it in a specific geographic context, focusing heavily on the digital environment in Namibia.
And this regional focus is just incredibly valuable, especially for anyone listening who's looking for applicable knowledge in an emerging market setting. Namibia is a powerful case study for rapid digital acceleration.
The sources confirm this market is growing fast, which is great news, but it requires a strategic response. That growth is driven mainly by two huge shifts: rapidly improving internet connectivity and critically rising mobile usage.
Which means if you're launching a business there today, mobile isn't a secondary thought.
No, it is the internet for most people.
So any strategy that isn't mobile first is already outdated. And what's more, the sources identify three key trends shaping this local landscape right now that every business needs to get their head around. First, engagement is intensely concentrated on social platforms. We're talking Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and TikTok.
And the inclusion of WhatsApp there is so important.
It is. In many emerging markets, it's not just for chatting. It's a crucial business and customer service channel.
Right. It's not just broadcasting. It's one-to-one service. The second trend is fascinating. There's a greater willingness and ability to use analytics to guide business decisions. This suggests that the quality of digital data has reached a kind of tipping point where local businesses can finally trust it over just gut feeling.
And that ties directly into the third trend, which we already touched on, the strong shift toward mobile-first content. Content has to be quick, visually impactful, and super easy to digest on a small screen.
This specificity, so important because it proves you can't just copy-paste a global plan and expect it to work in Windhoek. The sources stress the competitive advantage of using local data. They even cite the Digital 2024 Namibia report.
And that's the difference, isn't it?
It's the difference between guessing and targeted competitive action.
That level of detail shows you what successful digital marketers actually do. They look for hard data points to validate their choices, not just follow whatever the global trends are.
Okay, so with the philosophy and the market context set, we can finally jump into the five-step structure, the tactical roadmap for building that strategy backbone. Step one is define your goals and audience. Now, this sounds basic.
So basic.
But the sources emphasize that skipping or rushing this step is the number one reason strategies fail. Because clarity here dictates every single thing that follows.
And if we look closer at this clarity first idea, the questions you have to answer are kind of existential for your strategy. What is the single most important thing I want to achieve? Is it brand awareness? Is it conversions?
Who exactly am I talking to?
Who are my primary and secondary audiences? And what is the genuine value that makes me different from my competition?
The guide offers a simple checklist here for structure. You need clear, quantifiable business goals. You need defined audience personas, not just age and gender, but their values, their pain points.
And competitor insights. You have to know what they're doing well so you can find that gap in the market.
Yeah, the source even points you towards resources like Think with Google for some practical starting points on defining those targets.
And once that clarity is locked in, you move right to step two, build your digital strategy roadmap. So step one is the compass. The roadmap is the whole itinerary.
The backbone.
It's the backbone that guides every campaign, every post, every single ad you produce.
And this is where activity becomes efficiency. The roadmap has to outline five key things.
Yep.
Your main platforms, where you'll actually spend your time. Your content themes and frequency, what you'll talk about and how often.
Your KPIs, your key performance indicators.
The metrics that actually prove success, plus budget and creative requirements.
The emphasis on KPIs here is so critical. The source recommends aligning with best practices from places like the Content Marketing Institute because that structure prevents burnout. If you don't define your KPIs now, you're just measuring activity.
Not success.
Not success. The roadmap forces you to commit to measurable outcomes before you spend a single dollar.
That makes so much sense. Okay, with that backbone in place, how do we move from the planning room to the launch pad? Step three is the onboarding process. This is that crucial, often overlooked step between planning and customized execution. The sources use a process from an agency called Lecker Digital as a kind of model here. And it's useful because it isn't just a handoff.
It's an integration.
It's an integration. It details things like deep business discovery, audience and competitor analysis to verify step one, and strategy alignment to make sure everyone on the team is on the same page with clear timelines.
The value of a structured model like that is that it guarantees internal buy-in. It turns the strategy into a shared operational document, not just some folder in the marketing department. It's about building a tailored foundation before you hit go.
Which cuts down on mid-campaign panic.
Drastically reduces it, yeah. And that well-integrated foundation leads us right to step four, choosing the right digital marketing channels. Now, we've talked about the emerging market focus on social media, but the core rule here is universal. It's non-negotiable.
Let me guess. Go where your audience is.
Your audience determines where your brand should show up. If your audience isn't on TikTok, you shouldn't be either, period.
Okay, but let's assume your audience is in a few different places. The sources help us prioritize by detailing the distinct advantages of the major channel groups. Take social media marketing. We know it's phenomenal for brand visibility, high engagement, and building a community really fast.
Which is crucial in economies where word of mouth gets amplified so quickly. But in contrast, you have email marketing, which offers something fundamentally different. It's about direct communication.
And nurturing relationships.
Exactly. It's personalized, it's permission-based, and it's key for moving leads down the sales funnel, not just building general awareness. Then you have the difference between, say, visibility and immediacy. SEO, or search engine optimization, that is vital for your long-term organic health. It's an asset that pays off months and years down the line.
It pulls in customers who are actively searching.
Actively searching for what you offer.
And finally, PPC advertising, pay-per-click. That gives you the instant reach, the measurable conversions. If SEO is the marathon,
PPC is the sprint.
PPC is the sprint. And you really need both. Understanding these distinctions and using external insights from places like Sprout Social lets you allocate your budget based on those step one goals. Are you sprinting for conversions or building a marathon asset?
You have to define that trade-off early. If you only focus on instant PPC conversions, you're starving your long-term organic visibility. It's a balance.
So launching a campaign is easy. Sustaining and growing it is the real trick. And this brings us to that unique power of digital marketing, the ability to constantly refine, which is step five: launch, monitor, and optimize your campaigns. This step marks the full shift from just doing things to continuous optimization. The most successful businesses, they treat this step not as an end, but as their permanent operational mode.
And to do this right, you have to monitor a very tight selection of critical financial and engagement metrics. The essential list cited includes engagement. Are people actually interacting?
Website visits. Are we driving traffic?
Conversion rates. Are those visits turning into actions we want? But the two metrics that truly determine financial success are often misunderstood. The first is cost per lead, or CPL.
So how much does it cost me on average to get one potential customer's information?
Exactly. And if your CPL is higher than the potential profit from that lead, you are losing money on the front end. It's that simple.
And the second, the all-important one, return on ad spend, or ROAS. This is the ultimate health check for any paid campaign. It tells you how much revenue you're generating for every dollar you spend.
Right. If your ROAS is 4 to 1, you get $4 back for every one you spend. If you aren't measuring ROAS, you can't scale with any confidence.
Because you don't know if scaling up will lead to profits or just higher costs. Those numbers tell you exactly what's working and what isn't. You can launch 5 different ad versions and see which one gets the highest ROAS. That's the definition of targeted refinement.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this whole optimization loop is the key to sustainable success. The sources stress that consistency and adaptability are paramount. You can't just set a campaign and forget it.
Not in a market like Namibia.
Especially not in a rapidly evolving market like that. They detail a really powerful set of guiding principles for the long term that everyone should adopt. Maintain regular, high-quality content. Engage actively with your audience. Prioritize ongoing SEO and website optimization. And crucially, stay informed about market trends.
And use customer feedback to refine your offers.
Continuously.
The sources wrap up by emphasizing that given all the local market nuances, the mobile-first demand, the platform concentration, there is a significant local advantage. Working with partners who really get the specific market dynamics is noted as a critical differentiator for guaranteed results.
So what does this all mean for you today? The digital journey isn't some massive, intimidating leap. It's a structured 5-step progression. Success requires confidence built on the clarity of a defined strategy.
I think the core message is this. The foundation of great marketing is still audience understanding. It's the story you tell, like we said. But the strategic differentiator, the thing that makes you competitive now, is the sophisticated, continuous use of real-time data.
Those financial metrics.
Financial metrics like ROAS and CPL to make sure every action is profitable. The sources were very clear that success requires staying constantly informed about market trends. And given the rapid shift towards platforms like TikTok and that intense mobile-first focus in emerging economies like Namibia, this raises an important question for you to think about. How quickly must a traditional business be prepared to dismantle or radically adjust a strategy that is working today to stay competitive in a rapidly evolving market tomorrow? That velocity of change demands constant awareness and a readiness to adapt, well, immediately.